Hello, and welcome in to Solo Adventures.
Together. Nailed it.
Yeah, that absolutely. Was good. That was all solid. Hi, I'm Nurse Huckleberry.
And I'm Duder. And this is the show where we send each other off to different places and then report back.
Yeah. So as a means of keeping life exciting and adding just enrichment, you know, like for a hamster, you put in a new toy in their enclosure. We send each other out to events reasonably blind. We get to know the day before what we're going to. And you just have to be open and willing, and
you also get to know the dress code. You also get to know
where it is, when it is.
Could you not, like,
we do kind of agree on the schedule
yeah.
in advance.
We like to make sure that we can do it
reasonably. Do it, mm-hmm. yeah. So it was my turn to go on an excursion.
So I sent you somewhere to excursion.
Yes, I I excursed.
Is that the proper way to... Is that a
I
real word?
I don't think it is. I don't think
Why not?
I don't know.
What is the singular usage of excursion? Like, if you're... Excursion
an
is...
An excursion.
An excursion? Going on an excursion? It can't just be like, I am excurging?
That's a verb. An excursion... Excursion is a noun.
Right.
In the... It's a noun. It's an activity. But...
I feel like it... You know, it's such
like
a...
Like, it's like saying, I'm going on a run...
Yeah.
But running would be the verb.
Excursion. Excursioning.
I mean, we can look up if
Yeah, no, it's not necessary.
Is there a verb
I think we figured it out.
You know what? Put it in the comments. If there is a verb form of excursion,
I'm curious.
Tell me about it.
Hey, you know what? I am very proud every single time I can find something that you do not know. Because you know so much stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well,
anyway.
Why don't you tell people where you sent me?
So, searching the worlds of online events that are not online but are posted online mm-hmm. to then go to in person.
Right, Eventbrite.
Eventbrite, thank you. I was getting there.
Yeah.
I stumbled across this thing called Neon Dream, which is a cyberpunk figure drawing party. Which, that's a lot to live up to, and I'm curious if it did live up to all of that.
Did it say party?
It said party. Okay, no. Let me explain. Okay. Okay, we'll let your facial expressions speak for themselves, but don't use your words. So, cyberpunk-themed figure drawing party is a cyberpunk-themed figure drawing... Okay, they just put that twice. Featuring tabletop, RPG darling, voice act... Okay, the person that was posing, I guess, was someone that's... voice acted in video games and done RPG stuff, and
that explains a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that not explained to you while you were there?
No.
I'm sorry. Hold on. No, I'm still... No drawing experience necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Professional illustrator is going to guide you through it, is what it says here. Series of timed poses, an inspiring creative workout for artists of all skill levels. And... You already have some art supplies, so you took some with you. But mm-hmm. it does say that they had supplies that you could use if you want. Mm-hmm. So now, what happened?
Okay. So I got there. So it said that the event starts at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at a brewery.
It was at a brewery.
And I had actually been to that brewery before. So
right.
that was nice because I kind of knew what the brewery was going to be like. So that was like not... That was not unexpected, and I kind of had an idea of what they're like, because I have celiac disease, so most...
Yeah, I mean, the first thing you said was like, oh, I know what's on their menu. I know what I can eat.
I know what I can eat. I know what I can have there. Well, normally they have food trucks. They don't have actual food that they sell, but they have food trucks, and I've had most of the non-beer drinks on their menu, and they have, like, a good wine...
Non-beer drinks at a brewery.
Yeah, okay. They've got, like, a good white wine, or they got white and red wine.
Okay.
But it was, like, too hot for red wine. And I ended up getting a hard cider.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind? Why would you rate it?
It was a little sweet.
But they usually are.
It was only $4.
Wow.
For a 5-ounce pour.
Wow.
So I was like okay with that.
Yeah. You don't need too much.
Because I really didn't want more than that.
Yeah.
So it was cheap and it was tasty. So I got there at 8.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, I should have gotten there at 7:30. I guess the actual time that the whole event started was 7:30, but the ticketed time said 8.
It's a little wild.
So I mean, when I got there, all of the spots were like pretty much full, so I had like really bad options for where to sit.
But it wasn't like a free event. This was a ticket, a paid event.
Yeah, but I don't, I don't think you had to buy a ticket to go to the brewery. I'm not entirely sure.
They didn't check your ticket?
They did check my ticket.
Okay.
Or no, did she? I think she asked if I was there for that. And I said yes.
Did
and
you
I don't
tell
remember.
Them your name or something?
No.
Okay.
I don't remember if she actually scanned my ticket or not.
Because when I went to tarot readings in the park, they asked me the name associated with the ticket, and they just knew all the names.
Right, yeah.
Because they were psychics.
Right.
So they memorized and knew everyone. They could feel
well,
the aura.
Well, there's only like 10 of you, though.
Well, how many people were there?
There was more than 10. There was quite a few people. So the brewery, their seating, which, God, why do I have to say brewery like so many times? That's a hard word, man.
Beer place.
The beer place.
The bar.
The brewery. So their seating is these like long picnic tables.
Perfect for friends.
Perfect for friends.
Gatherings.
Not so perfect for putting in a circle. They tried to like make a circle out of really long picnic tables, except there wasn't really enough room.
With the tabletops or just the benches?
With the whole
table. All connected, the whole table.
Well, I think the benches are separate, technically,
okay.
But they had it, but you had all these people sitting on them.
But they're like 6-foot tables.
No, they're like 12-foot long.
Oh my God.
They're like double length tables. So.
They made a circle out of them?
Well, not really. Basically, they had, along one wall, along another wall, and there was like a square. It was a square. But then where I was sitting, because as I said, I got there late, so
right.
I didn't have like a particularly good seat. There was a square, and then outside of the square was another table set at an angle. And all of the seats facing where the model was going to be already taken. So I had to sit on the other side.
And like turn around?
And like turn around. And which would have been okay, but because our table was at an angle, like there was other tables where people were sitting facing the model from the, like where normally they would have their back to the model if they were sitting correctly at the table.
Mm-hmm.
But so they're turned around facing her with their backs leaning against the table. But because I was at an angle, I just had to just be sitting and drawing in my lap.
Just twisted?
Twist. Well, no, I mean, I was facing that way, but there was nothing behind me. I was like straddling the seat.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Pretty much. Or twisted.
Bert, do you want to show us what it would be like to be a figure model in between these tables? That are our legs.
So, I don't know why they described it as a party, because I wouldn't call it a party.
So no music? No.
Well, there was music. There was a apparently well-curated cyberpunk playlist that they kept talking about how much effort they put into this playlist.
Wait, they mentioned how many times? How
probably
many times did they mention?
Probably 3 or 4 times they mentioned specifically the music playlist.
Was it like bragging or more desperate?
And this person put together the playlist for today, and like this playlist is really good.
Well,
and
you
like,
know what that makes me think is that they paid somebody to make this playlist or something, and they're like, please appreciate the playlist.
Like, I don't understand why you wouldn't have a DJ. Like, that'd be way cooler if they had a DJ as opposed to just a playlist. But they kept talking about the playlist. And there were some vendors.
Well, DJs don't exist in the dystopian future of cyberpunk.
I guess not.
It's all AI.
Okay. Well, there was some vendors selling...
Vendor? Okay.
Selling...
Maybe that's part of the party.
I guess. I don't know. They had, like, earrings and jewelry. And,
do you not usually have vendors at your parties?
I don't know. But there was, like, earrings and jewelry and that kind of stuff, which some of it was a little cute, but it was also, like, overpriced.
Were they set up in a way where it looked like they paid to be there? Or was this, like,
there
it seemed like...
There was two booths.
Did it seem like the brewery usually might have this thing anyway?
Having been to the brewery, they don't normally have that.
Okay. Interesting. So they have...
It was, like, for the event.
Huh.
Which I was like, okay, whatever.
Were they cyberpunk-y items?
I would call them trendy items. I wouldn't really call them cyberpunk.
Okay.
Anyways, and then there was craft supplies or like art supplies available if you needed them. There was I ended up sitting. So I sat down at the table, and there was this lovely couple that we ended up having a really nice time with on the next day, which we'll tell you guys about that. But Kellen and Jake, and they were so fun. But I had like sat down with them, and Jake's a professional artist, and Kellen was, she's his wife, and is just like, I'm here to try because fun. And she was using some of the borrowed art supplies,
okay,
which consisted of printer paper on a clipboard and some like inexpensive markers.
Markers and paper.
And she had like a pencil.
Okay.
But it was like, I thought maybe it would be like, oh, like some old art supplies that people had like.
Like still professional, but
like
maybe
still
used.
Professional, yeah. But like, you know, maybe like a, you know, a notebook, a, you know, a book that's been used or something. No.
For those that can't see right now, you might be hearing a cat being slapped. A bird has joined us on the couch and is completely covered in catnip and potentially has a dingleberry. Anyway.
Why are you going to call on his dingleberry, man?
Well, you know, he needs to know shame.
Okay, back to the drawing. So they introduced the model, and she's kind of like, you know, they're like, keep talking about how they, well, and they described it as being in acts. They're like, oh yeah, act one. And they had, at first it was 3-minute poses, and then she did a couple 5 minutes, and then we had some 10-minute poses, and then 15-minute poses. Now, so why did you pick this event for me? I don't think we talked about that.
No, we didn't. I picked this event, it seemed like something that you would enjoy doing, because you do enjoy drawing and sketching and stuff like that every once in a while. And this was like a interesting take on it. I thought it would be interesting for you to see, because I know that you've done figure modeling in the past. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you've ever been on the other side of it. We've never really, maybe.
No, I've never been to a live model session where I've been drawing.
Okay, well then that's good. It just seemed like such a bizarre, specific thing. And you got to bring something home and show us exactly, you know, what.
Yeah.
We get to see it through the eyes of the paper.
I will say, I would be down to go to more figure drawing sessions, because I do think it'd be good for me. I feel like I probably would have gotten, like, it's like a good just that I just went and did it. Mm-hmm. I feel like I would have gotten a little more out of it if I had like practiced some like basic anatomy stuff before I went, because I'm pretty rusty when it comes to it. It's been a while since I've done any like attempting to draw humans. So things do get kind of better throughout the process, but also the poses are longer, so I have more time. I have done figure modeling, and when I did figure modeling, I did both full nude modeling, and I had done costumed modeling. And therefore, I can say with plenty of experience, that model sucked. And when you said that she was a JRPG... Or that she did, like,
she
role
was,
player, voice actor, blah, blah,
tabletop,
blah.
Tabletop, RPG darling, voice actor, host, and cosplay extraordinaire.
Right. She could not hold a pose. And I thought that she was just, like, a figure model. But it makes sense if she doesn't typically do modeling. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, why is she choosing these poses? Like, these are not good poses in general, for like, she can't hold them, and she's like picking things that are really hard to do, and I don't really understand why she's picking those particular poses. And she was fidgeting like crazy, like fidgeting constantly, and she would like end up rotating. Now, it's important to note that what she was wearing.
I was curious what she was wearing.
So in the picture on the front, that's what she's wearing.
Okay, so the same, that outfit?
That outfit. So it's this oversized
And she wore that the whole time?
The whole time. That was the only outfit. So she's got this oversized puffy jacket that has like EL wire. So it's got this literally like glowing pink wire on the front and the back and like on the collar. Mm-hmm. And then she had pink kind of cargo pants that were like squidgy, like kind of full pants, wide leg pants, and bright neon orange boots.
And we'll put a picture of this in the description you can look at.
Yeah, and then she also had like little like half gloves on, and she had this headband with like little horns on it.
Okay.
And a tank top underneath, and then there was like these cross hip like fanny pack saddle bag type thing. She had a bunch of like bags on.
Multiple bags. I wonder what they were filled with.
I think they were empty. I would assume they were empty.
Okay.
So the main thing being this, even like, as I said, I was sitting next to like a professional artist, and even he was like, this jacket is so hard to draw. And part of it's because it's not like a very good human-y shape. And the other half of it was that the model kept moving. And so when you've got this kind of big blobby shape that's very 3D, if she turns slightly, it changes the entire shape.
Yeah, move a tiny bit.
And it's not like a human arm where you can like guess what it looked like before, because it's this big blobby shape. So if you're like looking down and you look up and then you look down and you look up, and it's completely different. And she was not good at staying in the same spot. She would like fiddle with her glasses, and she would like touch her face and then and do something, put her arm back. But when she was fidgeting, she would completely rotate. There was times where I'd be like, I could not see your arm before, and now I can see your entire arm. Like, what are you doing? So her not being an actual model makes a lot of sense. But it was also like, you know, you're paying $20 to go. And like,
it's probably for the playlist, if anything.
I mean, I guess.
It was mentioned also in the description. Super awesome curated playlist.
Yeah, they talked about a lot. So, do you want to see my art?
I do. I'm curious how many people you think were there for this event.
Well, let's look at the pictures before I show you the art. Because I took some pictures of the model in the space. And actually, this is pretty telling, the model in the space, of what it really looked like and what my view was like.
Ooh, yeah. Let's see that view.
I guess they're mostly zoomed in, so you don't really get, like, the full...
Wow, we can use our imagination.
Let's see. So...
Oh, she's just on the floor.
She's just on the floor. They told me that there was a stage, and it's not a stage. She's just on the ground.
On concrete.
So there's a table here, and a table here, and a table here. Probably six people per table side, and then there was more people on the back side of this table. So I'd probably say six, probably four people over there, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15, 17. There's probably like 30 people in attendance.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Uh-huh.
That's just like now seeing where she's posing.
Right.
Knowing that I would probably fidget too, because like you got your knee directly on concrete.
Well,
it's not comfortable.
No, but also, when I modeled, a lot of time I was just on wood or like, you know.
Yeah, but you held it together, I guess.
Yeah. And so like you can see the whole outfit here, which the lighting was really terrible. It was really hard to get. And this guy kept getting up and taking pictures standing directly in front of me. He would just stand right in front of me and take a whole bunch of pictures. Eventually she got a stool and she was doing stuff on the stool.
Okay. She kind of got the jacket off a little bit.
Yeah, and then she, like, kind of takes this. I don't know why she did this pose for, like, 10 minutes. That's a hard pose.
What's that one?
I don't know.
Is that her belt? That's her little bag?
She's just sitting. And I'll put these pictures up. And then this one.
Oh, arm in the air?
She picked that for her 15-minute pose.
Oh, my God.
And at that point, I literally had given up on trying to draw this woman.
Oh, I can't wait to see the progression of drawings.
I literally didn't even draw this one. Oh, and there's my outfit.
There's you in the bathroom.
It's me in the bathroom.
That's a good outfit, yeah.
Yeah, I'll show you my outfit, too.
Okay.
But, yeah, and so people are, like, all, like, in a circle around.
That's crazy.
And I was not the only person at my table to commentate on how the model kept moving. There was some guy who was like, God, this model just keeps moving. And the lady next to him was like, she's human, let her be. And I was like, she's being paid.
Yeah.
This is a genuine job that you...
It's one thing if you're like in the woods trying to draw a freaking bird on a tree and it flies away.
Right.
You can't get mad at the bird.
Like the number of people around me who just stopped drawing her and were drawing other artists.
Oh.
Like people are drawing in their sketchbook, which is not uncommon at figure drawing sessions. But like... the number of people. And there was a dog there that a bunch of people were drawing the dog.
Did you draw a dog?
I did not draw the dog.
Oh, come on.
He was, like, really behind me.
Oh, you could have... man, I want to see a picture of a dog.
All right, so here's... So these were three-minute poses.
Okay.
Which you guys can't see. I'll take some pictures and post them.
Yeah, they'll be in the description here.
They'll be in the description. So these were three-minute poses. Okay,
so you got the standing pose. Is that the one you said that I don't know why she's doing this?
No.
What's this thing?
That's her headband.
Okay.
So some of them get better, some of them get worse.
Ooh, I know that one.
Yeah, and I didn't take pictures of all the poses, but...
I mean, you captured the colors good.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's just this jacket was so hard to draw, man.
Yeah.
It's all lumpy.
I could see. I mean, it seems like a cool jacket.
This one, I think, turned out. These two.
Yeah, those two look good. That one looks good. That one, she looks so sad.
That's the one where she had like her belt out on the floor. I literally couldn't see the belt.
Oh, I'm gonna sneeze.
And after a while, I just like the other part that's like annoying to me was everybody was just taking a picture on their phone and then working from the picture on their phone, probably because she was moving around so much.
Probably, yeah.
And that, to me, defeats the point of going to a live model drawing.
Yeah, absolutely defeats the point. You could just look up any image you want.
Right. Like, I could just find a picture. And there is something to be said about when you are drawing from a photograph, it's a flattened image. Right? And so
there's
it's...
no depth of
Well, I mean, it's not the same as looking, because all the shadows are flattened in a way, especially if it's not like a really high quality multifocal point, you know, photograph. It's so much easier to draw from a photo than it is to draw from life. And that's like a big part of why you go to figure drawing, is because drawing like drawing au naturel is a different experience, and it uses like a kind of, you know, it's strengthening muscles in your brain, mm-hmm. to work out anatomy and like those kind of things, and shadow and what's in the foreground, and foreshortening in particular. So like if I reach my hand towards the camera, like the length of my arm from here to here is going to appear longer if it's to the side versus pointing to the camera. Mm-hmm. And so like being able to figure out like that type of stuff.
That perspective, yeah.
That perspective is a lot harder on a live model, and so it's more of a challenge than from a photo, because like on a photo you can zoom in and you can, you know, like you can change things, or like, you know, you can adjust the color like to make the shadows more prominent or whatever.
Yeah.
Whether or not you do that. But then also I don't feel like any of my pictures really captured, like, because it was kind of dark in there. That was the other part. Like,
the obviously, lighting is very interesting.
The lighting is not very good. Yeah. I don't know.
Interesting in a bad way.
Yeah, interesting in a bad way. None of my pictures turned out very good of this. This is one that I edited so that the colors were a little brighter so I could see better.
Yeah.
I took a video.
What do you think she's thinking about when she's posing? Like, what did you think about when you would pose?
I mean, all sorts of different things. Like, my plans were what I needed to do, or I think about, and we were dating, so I think when we were long distance, so I think about you a lot. But, you know, sometimes it was thinking about, like, what my next pose was going to be. Depends on how long the pose is. You can pose, I mean, technically any length of time, mm-hmm. but generally, the shortest poses you're going to come across are about 30 seconds.
Right.
And those are called gestures. Like 30 seconds to 1 minute is normally called a gesture pose.
It's a quick drawing.
It's a very quick drawing. And the whole point of it is just like a warm-up.
Like you can't think, you just got to go.
Yeah, you just got to go. And it's more of just kind of getting lines of movement. And like a lot of people are literally just doing like a stick figure for a gesture drawing. Or if they're quite good, they can get a little further. But, you know, it's, and like part of it with a gesture, if you're only holding it for 30 seconds, you can do like cool poses, right? You do really cool stuff. And then, you know, 1 minute pose, like you can't necessarily, like, so the longer the pose, the harder it is to hold.
Of course.
Right? And it is hard to hold long poses. And so that's one of the things that I was getting annoyed with this model. She kept picking things where I'm like, don't hold your arm in the air for a 5 minute pose because you're not going to keep it up there.
No, it's going to start sagging or moving or it's going to fall asleep.
And it hurts. I mean, it's hard. And like, that's something that you learn pretty quickly doing figure modeling is what is reasonable to hold for X amount of time.
Because there was that one time, or did I dream about it?
No, where we modeled together. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That did actually happen.
Yeah. Remember we were like a laying on the floor. It was for that, the group of old ladies. There was this, it was like four or five retired ladies who were learning to paint oil paint. And I would model for them on like a semi-regular basis. And they would give me, you know, they wanted me to come in costumes if I had fun dresses to wear. And I'd come in with like a couple different dresses and be like, oh, what do you want? Or sometimes I'd pose nude or sometimes I'd pose whatever. And then I told them about you and I was like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend's coming to visit. And they were like, does he want to pose? And I was like, let me ask him. Why not? And so we did. It was clothes. Mm. But we did kind of like a reclined, like... like we were laying under a tree for a picnic kind of situation.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really fun. I mean, we just kind of like laid there
for... I just remembered that. I totally forgotten about that. That was what, like 7 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow. How time flies.
No, right? No, that was good. So.
Well, so did you have fun at the event? Did you like...
Well, I did, mostly because I met people that I thought were cool. So.
Right, well, that's one of the rules of this whole thing, right, is you got to talk to someone.
But yeah, my table mates were really nice, and I was chatting with them, and his art was really cool. Jake's art was cool.
Like his drawings?
Yeah, his drawings were really cool. He's got like a comic book style, and so it was like kind of very like sketchy comic book. And it was funny because the wife, Kellen, she was talking, she was like, yeah, I'm like not all that great. And she and I are probably about on the same level. Mm-hmm. I'm like maybe a tiny bit more practiced than her, mostly just because I've looked up like
how to
drawing
do some,
techniques and stuff. And so I feel like I was a little more practiced than she is. But it's interesting because like, you know, when one person's like really advanced and they're like not very good at sharing the basics,
like how they got there
yeah. Or like maybe they, you know, started drawing from like a really young age and like
just so like pure practice,
right? And there's a lot of it where it's like anyone can draw. It is a muscle skill and technique, and it's a learned thing just like anything else. Like you can learn it. When you think somebody is naturally good at drawing, it's just because as a kid, they just kept drawing through the sucking phase. A lot of people draw and then they aren't super into it. Right. And so they just don't keep practicing.
That's me.
Right. And then they're like, no, I'm terrible at drawing. And it's like, you know, like, oh, well, they're naturally good. No, they just enjoyed the process enough to slowly get better.
Right. I mean, it's similar with, like, musicians. Like, there are definitely prodigy musicians, but also it's not like they picked up an instrument and were instantly good at it.
Right.
They had to still practice for lots of hours. They just enjoyed the process more.
Mm-hmm.
And then they retained the knowledge or figured out the puzzle or whatever rhythms or, you know, formulas that they figured out. It's the same with drawing.
Well, and I would say... there are certain things like having a musical ear, right? Like you have an ear for music that I just do not have, where you can pick up on the different parts of music more easily. Like there's been some times where you're like, oh, I really like the bass line on this. And I'm like, yes, let me listen really closely and see if I can pick up the bass line. Because, and then I'll have to be like, okay, yeah. But it's, I can't like separate parts of music as easily as you can. But the other part would be when it comes to like visualizing a 3D space, right? Like some people are a bit better at being able to visualize in 3D.
Well, that's a great comparison actually, because I would say in my experience with the music you're talking about is visualizing the music in a 3D space, mm-hmm. where you can kind of be like, all right, I'm going to listen over here and hear that instrument more than if I listen over here. And that's like when music is mixed super well, that is how they do it.
Right.
Like it is supposed to be like a surrounding wall of music that you can, you know, pick and choose which parts you want to listen to. So that makes sense that with art it would be similar, visualization. And
yeah, because like, how do I describe it? If you were to take one of these drawings.
That one.
Sure. Actually, this one's probably an easier one for this
explanation. I'm just going to point randomly, people that are listening audio only. That one. How about that one? That one? That one. Superhero pose.
So this is the superhero pose, right? So this is, obviously this is a flat drawing. But the way to get it to look right mm-hmm. would be to still imagine drawing a three-dimensional shape.
Like where the chest is,
like where the chest is, and where the face is. And so being able to draw it 3D of a body, 3D body underneath, and then put the clothes on top. Technically what I should have done. But sometimes what helps when you're drawing is to literally, like, because here I've got this, right? And this would be like...
So she's referring to the picture that is probably the...
So see how it's that
second
one?
To last or the last one where it's kind of like the bones.
Right. So joints. It's just the bones. Where this is like a naked model and that I didn't put clothes on it. And this I was just practicing to try and figure out like
where
the length
knee
and
is.
Stuff.
Because... Yeah.
Which when I drew the actual, you can't really see as much, but the knee's kind of coming like more towards the camera, so to speak, from this.
So
and
the
so
thigh
one,
is shorter.
One thigh is long and then one thigh is short because of like the direction of it. And it can be helpful to draw this whole thing of like how I draw the head as like a 3D object to draw everything as a 3D object. And then put the clothes on top of it.
I will say this last one. This is the last page. Mm-hmm. This one, I really like the colors on.
Yeah, I kind of just was like, oh, I'm just going to draw her as an alien.
Yeah, I really like the way that it really pops off the page.
Abstract and a bit more like illustrative. Yeah. Well, I mean, they're all illustrative, but it's more abstract in that like.
Well, I really like just the way that you. I think it must just be the pencil technique where like it's more just straight lines altogether. Mm. Maybe I guess that is on all of them, but like they're all the same direction. I don't know. It looks really cool. I like.
I think this one and this one in particular, I feel is closest to the model.
Yeah, the one sitting on the stool.
So this one, like, I feel like I did a good job of getting the proportions well.
Reference page C35.
Yeah.
In the bibliography down.
The one where she's seated with her back to me on the stool, which is on, if this is 1, 2, 3, on the fourth
slide.
Page, fourth slide.
Where are you going to take individual ones? You're going to take them like two at a time.
Whatever. I'll just
fourth
put,
page.
I'll number the
there
pages.
There are five pages
There's
total.
Five pages. On the fourth page, the one where they're back to us, like, I think this is probably the strongest when it comes to.
I feel also
getting like the
with that particular
the
image
looking right.
Yeah, and I was gonna say that one, the one where just sitting in the stool, it like you can almost feel the emotion of the model where it's like somber,
right? Kind of like
looking off into the distance. Like if you saw their face, they might be like, you know, thousand yard stare or like very pensive.
Right. Yeah. Very pensive. Like she, you know, like. like I it feels like maybe a battle is approaching and they're mentally preparing for something that they have
in
to do
camouflaged
that they don't
want outfit.
To do. Or maybe like they have to deliver some bad news. Or
they were just given some bad news.
Or they were given bad news.
And all they had to sit in is this one stool with no back in the middle of a room surrounded by 30 people.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say that you never cease to amaze me with your ability to do things. Because I feel like the last time I've seen you sketch was not this year. Probably not last year. Maybe the year before. Like, these are...
We got a little penis. What?
Okay, we can't show that.
No, we could.
Okay. Oh, you're drawing Pokemon. Yeah. There's no dates on these.
No, some things in here have dates.
No, these are so good.
I do like this B one.
All right, are there any dates anywhere? Can we guess?
Oh, when? this one's 2020.
Okay, so pandemic.
I probably haven't drawn in here.
This might be for the Nerd Huckleberry stream when you
started. Say this is probably Nerd Huckleberry. So that's probably 20...
We'll put these pictures in there too.
Probably, yeah.
You can check
these
out.
Probably 2022, 2023.
Yeah.
Probably 2022. Because, like, the Pokemon are good. Like...
Yeah, and Pokemon are... And I don't want to take away from your ability, but they are easier to draw than a human.
Well, yeah, but...
There's some boobies.
There are some boobies.
Hell yeah. Oh, well, and that's
Lindsay. Yeah, these were some.
Those are great.
Yeah, these were good. This was when I was practicing a bit more. Well, it's because it was pandemic.
Yeah. I remember you drawing a bit more. That's all 2020. Mm-hmm. Well, that's before. That's like January 2020. No, that's April.
That's April.
The little puss cat!
The puss cat!
Oh my God, it's the little puss cat! All right, we are completely delving away.
I know.
Unless you want to put all these images. It's going to be hard to talk about these.
I know.
Or maybe we could keep this part in for the.
Oh, for the
video.
For the video,
I guess.
Sure.
Nah, I mean, I don't know. We can put some of these pictures in.
We can put some of these pictures. And this.
That's
one.
The one that I really remember.
Yeah.
When you were toying around with color and stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I should draw more.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll draw more on the Nerd Channel.
Which a top-down camera. You could do it like Never Again Land, where you have a top-down camera.
No. Yeah. But no, I really like those ones.
Yeah, those are great.
Those turned out good. I don't know. But yeah, and I think part of it too is like doing the figure drawing with a live model, like there is the challenge of you only have 3 minutes. And like I'm like a sit and work on something for 2 hours, like get mad because I want it perfect and frustrated. And
you are such an interesting combination of like perfectionist and procrastinator. It's like you want to get it done so perfectly, but then you like you know you'll hesitate to start until the last minute. So then you have a short deadline to get it done, but then you're also a perfectionist. So then it is very close to perfect, but it still might not be up to your standards. But it will still be 10 times better than what other people might produce.
Yeah, I'll say I'm like.
It's upsetting.
No,
to me it's upsetting. To me.
Well, I would say that sharing these drawings. Is like a little outside my comfort zone because I don't think they're very good.
Right.
And I don't like that.
I think that
I don't really want to share them because I'm not like I don't like them. I'm not particularly proud of them.
Right.
And so it's like outside my comfort zone to share the sketches from the figure drawing because I think they're like especially the first couple ones are so clumsy, but I do think it's also nice to see kind of a progression.
I think it's important to show that like it doesn't matter if you're good or bad at it as long as you just do it and you try. Like you can see the progression in just the 2 hours that you were there, you know, but like then you look back at your other art and it's like, wow, you know, you practice a little more, you know, you could get back to that.
Yeah. Well, and that's the other part, too, is, like, I also spent a lot longer on those, and I was very careful about picking things, and I had, like, a really good reference.
Honestly, I think everyone should appreciate how vulnerable you're being while showing these.
Yeah, because I'm,
this is
like,
so out of character for you to show something that's not done.
That's not done, and not done to my standard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a new light, new door.
Yeah.
Wow. Just wait till you see what's under the bed. It's not, it's... Halloween costumes and a Guitar Hero guitar.
Yeah.
Cat bed.
Man, the cats love sleeping on it.
Wait till you see what's under all that stuff, though.
Floor. cat hair.
Oh my God.
Lots of cat hair.
So much cat hair. There's cat hair in every nook and cranny in this house.
And confetti.
You know, I wonder.
It's like the spackle.
I wonder, like, by weight, you know, if we collected every piece of confetti and every piece of cat hair that is currently not where it's supposed to be, which one we would have more of in weight?
Cat hair.
Probably. Cat hair doesn't weigh that much.
Neither does the confetti. That bag of confetti I bought was like 15 ounces or something.
Oh.
For the entire bag.
Interesting.
And there's still probably a third of the bag left.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And most of it does get, like the bulk of it gets into sweat. The trash.
Yeah.
So I would say it's probably, but like 3 ounces of confetti is still a lot of fucking confetti. It's still a ton of confetti everywhere.
Yeah.
Even if it only weighs 3 ounces.
For comparison, the 15-ounce bag of confetti is, I would say, the volume of a basketball, maybe?
It's like...
Would you say?
No, it's like a gallon-sized Ziploc bag. Which is not the volume of a basketball. Like a gallon-sized Ziploc
volleyball.
Bag.
Volleyball.
But not, like, super full.
7 softballs. 10 tennis balls, maybe. We talking like 21 golf balls, maybe?
Why are you putting it in ball form?
Sorry, I still got sports on the brain from the Bork Olympics, which will date this episode.
It will date this episode. But look, we probably should wrap things up.
Well, you didn't want to talk about the art gallery that we went to with the new friends you made?
Oh, yeah. Well,
I mean, we could wrap up with that if you want.
We should, yeah. So the couple that I had sat next to, well, I sat like in front of them.
I'm glad one of us has been keeping track of time. I've just been having a nice time.
Yeah. So I sat in front of them technically, and I ended up talking with them for like 2 hours.
After
we ended, because we had this really great conversation. It turns out that they live in the same town that my mom lives in, the same city.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, that's really cool. And we were talking about that, and... we were talking about them being in LA and like why they were in LA and this, all this kind of stuff. And we just had some really great conversations. And they told me that the husband had an art show that he was participating in that was like kind of a competition, but he was like, he had some art in a gallery. And they were like, oh yeah, it's tomorrow. And I said, oh, well, what time?
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, 5 o'clock. And they were like, yeah, the tickets are free, but I don't know if they're still available. And I was like, okay, well, send me the link and I'll see if I can get tickets because I could totally go tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll bring my husband and you can meet him. And so we did go to the art gallery.
Yeah.
And I would say, like, I haven't really been to many art showings.
Me neither.
I
don't know what to do or what to expect, but...
I mean, there was art.
Definitely art. There were snacks.
And we looked. Yeah, there were snacks. I ate a couple gummy worms.
I had a couple of chips.
So the gallery was called... or the show was Comics... Comic Counterculture? Comic Counter Art something?
Because it was a comic... book themed.
Right. So it was like comic and illustration that was more of like people's original comics.
Right.
For the most part. But then also some stuff that was pop culture.
Or like surrealist portraits.
I don't really feel like those were on theme. I don't understand.
But one of those won the competition, though.
It won the competition,
yeah.
But I don't feel like it was on theme, so I don't really know why it won the competition. I guess it was, like, futuristic?
Yeah. I guess they were futuristic, like combinations of people and
animals. But it didn't really feel, like, appropriate to the theme of the competition. It was really cool. Those paintings... were really cool.
I'm like, sure they took so long.
I totally understand why, like, from an artistic standpoint, they won, because they were really interesting paintings. Do I think that they went with the theme? No. No, I don't think they went with the theme.
I think the most interesting thing for me at the art gallery was everything had prices.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I don't know if they set their own prices.
They set their own prices.
Because, like, it was a wide array of, like, I guess what people think their art is worth. Because some were priced at, like, I think the lowest one I saw was, like, $100. And the most expensive one I saw was $40,000.
Which one was $40,000?
It was one that was, like, on the last wall that we looked at. The one with the very thick paint. Like, the layers and layers of paint. Oh, okay. Both of those. One was, like, $35,000 and one was $40,000.
Yeah, they're not selling any art.
That's what I'm saying. It's like it didn't seem like the place to sell the art. So the
price.
Well,
I mean, you sell art at an art gallery. That is the place to sell art.
I guess so. I guess I in my mind, I thought they were maybe two different things, where like one was just showing the art and we're just appreciating it for what it is, and another one we had the intention to buy.
No, that's kind of the whole point of an art gallery is to sell the art.
So what do you do? Just take it off the wall, take it to the cashier, and be like, I want this one.
You just tell them what you want,
yeah,
and then you can buy it.
Yeah,
but that's why people want to. That's why artists want their art in art shows, because it has a chance of being sold, because people are looking at the art with the intent of buying it a lot of times, or you know, they might buy it.
Would you? So, of all the art that we saw at the art gallery, would you have bought any of them? I mean, we're kind of short on wall space right now, but.
Would I have bought any of them? I did. There was that fish art.
Yes.
Like, which I really liked those pieces. I don't know if I would want to hang them at that size because they were quite large.
Yeah.
They're very big. But I could see if it was a smaller print, potentially getting one of those as a print. I did really like those pieces. And they had like a weird... Like, they were a bit weird, but I really liked that the more you looked at it...
The more you saw.
It's very cool. And it was, like the whole style, everything about it was very cool. I'll have to figure out who the artist was and look it up, because I really liked those pieces. There was three different ones from that artist, and I really liked all of them. There was a bunch of pieces that I enjoyed,
yeah,
but I wouldn't necessarily want to hang in the house. Like, for example, there was this artist, was it Daniel Briggs or something? I'll have to look. I followed him on Instagram.
The luchador fighting devil.
It was like a gay luchador fighting like Trump.
Devil Nazi Trump.
And it was so good. And I really loved that piece. I just thought it was so fun. And it had like a lot of layers to it, and again, it was one of those. The more you looked, the more you see.
I think my favorite part about that one was how he made sure to let us know that he took a second look at the crotch of the luchador, and he's like, that needs to be bigger.
Yeah.
And then he did.
And
he's got quite the bulge.
The other ones, there was some digital art that I really liked. Mm-hmm. The Greek Parthenon one. I could maybe see buying that one. I could maybe see...
That one was very cool.
That was very cool. And I think it was pretty. Like, it was pretty. It was, like, imaginative. Mm-hmm. But it also, like, I feel it would go with our style for various things, where it's just, like, an interesting piece. But it's not, like, I don't feel like we're particularly pop culture-y.
No, not necessarily.
In, like, our personal style. And I feel like that would be, especially there's, like, this beautiful sunset with, like, a Greek-style building, you know, with the big columns, and then this, like, ocean expanse, mm-hmm, and a couple little figures. And I really liked that one, and I could see buying that one. I don't know how much they were charging for it.
But. What about the one that you saw and really liked initially? It was the comic book strip. And the artist was standing right there.
Oh, yeah.
The Love USA one.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was cool. I mean, did you look at more of the comics at all?
Yeah. No, she's got, now I'm like struggling to remember everybody's names.
It was something for something.
Doomed for good. Oh, you know what? My recent searches. So Daniel Barajas. Mm-hmm. Was the luchador artist, Daniel Barajas. And then Doomed for Good was the cool comic that I liked. And I should have followed the artist with the...
Greek.
Well, no, the one with the fish.
Oh, yeah.
I should have followed that.
Well, they won something.
I don't think they did.
Oh, I thought they might have got second place. Anyway, I would say that even if the event wasn't super good or wasn't, you know, necessarily planned the best or best lighting or best posing, best whatever, it did lead to a cool experience.
No, it did.
At an art gallery and introduction to all these new artists and new friends.
Yeah.
And the wife, Kellen, was taking a lot of pictures of stuff.
Yeah, she sent me some pictures.
Oh, she sent them already?
Yeah, she sent me, well, not she sent me the pictures from her phone, so I can, we can share.
She was taking pictures with an old camera.
Yeah.
An old digital camera. Very cool.
It was just, it was really fun, and I feel like the whole experience combined was really,
yeah,
like, you
it was
know,
like a two-day event.
It was, and like that, well, and I think part of it too was like, you know, I got lucky in that I happened to sit next to people that were interesting. Mm-hmm. And I mean, when you're around a bunch of artists, like, they all tend to be interesting, but
I some of them don't like to talk though.
This is true. And it was really funny because we went to the event, mm-hmm. right? And Jake was like really nervous.
Very nervous.
He was very nervous. He really was like, and I don't think they really knew anybody else there. It didn't seem like they really knew anyone else there. There was like,
I mean, they knew the organizer.
They knew the organizer.
And then he knew one other artist or gallery person.
Right, but it wasn't. He wasn't necessarily friendly with them. He just like had been, you know,
business
in contact
associate.
With them. Mm-hmm. And so, in particular, because I had just talked with him a whole bunch the night before, right? But then also, you're like a real friendly guy and stuff. And so
I am a friendly guy.
So we ended up, we hung out with him for like most of the show, and we were chatting with them. And I feel like we kind of became, which this is typical, and this is what happens to us at TwitchCon too. We became like their home base.
Yeah, like we'd separate, but then we'd come back, like they'd find us or,
uh-huh,
you know.
Or we'd find them and like, mm-hmm. you know, yeah, the home base kind of thing where it's like, oh, I can go talk to them and it's always safe, you know. And it was funny too because even Kellen, she was like, you know, like, I've only known you for a very, she's like, I feel like we're like really close friends already. Like, I really know you and we've hardly even known each other for a
while. We get that a lot.
Which is true. We do though. People really feel, you know, we're good at making connections. But yeah, so I would say overall it was a good experience. I know the model kind of was like whatever, but I really enjoyed the company. And we made some good friends, and mm-hmm. then now when we go up and visit with my mom, we have somebody else
more
we can
to
go.
Do, yeah, more stuff to
get
do.
Lunch or dinner with, and they offered for us to stay over at their place if we want to stay at their place. Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool.
Well, dang. Well, do you have any ideas on where I'm going next?
I haven't even looked.
Beautiful.
So I don't know yet. We'll find something good though. Thank you so much. For hanging out with us. This was kind of a longer episode, but we just had two things to talk about, two events to talk about.
You know, longer schmlonger is what they say.
Yeah. If you like this, please give us a, you know, like a rating if you're willing.
Yeah, what is the thing that people do?
They give stars.
Stars?
Give 5 stars.
Reviews?
Reviews or something. I mean, obviously the early listeners are going to get this.
Early listeners are loving this.
Early listeners are going to get a week in advance. And the video watchers will also get their video a week in advance.
Yeah.
And then it will be out on everywhere you can find podcasts.
Next week, or on the next Monday.
But if you are listening to this on Fourth Wall, listening or watching, it would be beneficial to us if you follow us on other podcast locations like Apple Podcasts or Spotify. If you like, and then rate us there, because otherwise...
Well, there's no rating on Fourth Wall, because the RSS feed doesn't transfer there, because it gets posted on YouTube.
It doesn't count as a listen, essentially.
No. Well, no, but it, you know...
Which is not a big deal, but if they want to...
I think you can see how many... I'll have to check.
Yeah. Well, thanks, everybody. And yeah, I hope you guys go out and you go to an event and go do something unusual.
Go do something.
Go do something. Tell me about it.
Go do something.
Go do something, yeah. And leave me a comment and tell me about it.
Tell me about it, actually. Don't tell her. Tell me.
All right. Okay, bye, everybody.